Dear friends, today's readings invite us to reflect on two powerful themes, faith and readiness. In the first reading from Wisdom, we are reminded of how the people of Israel were saved because they trusted in God's promise. Even before they saw the outcome, they acted in faith, believing that God would deliver them. That same kind of trust is the foundation of our spiritual journey. The second reading from Hebrews gives us a beautiful picture of faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We hear about Abraham, who left everything behind, simply trusting God's word. He doesn't know where he was going, but he believed. His life reminds us that faith often means trusting without full understanding. In the Gospel from Luke, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom." In a world filled with uncertainty, climate crisis, wars, economic instability, and the loneliness of many, Jesus' words feel like a whisper of hope. "Do not be afraid." He asks us to be ready, not with fear, but with faith, to live generously, to love confidently, to stay awake to the needs of people around us. Because the kingdom is not just coming, it is already breaking in. Through every act of kindness, every choice to forgive, every moment we chose hope over despair, God has given each one of us gifts, time, talents, faith, and we are called to use them well. Let us walk with faith like Abraham, trust like the Israelites, and stay ready like the faithful servants. So we ask, are we storing up treasures in heaven? Are we living with urgency of love, faith, generosity, and watchfulness? May God bless.